look at first and foremost, and then they look at the construction type of the building, windows in the building, that type of thing.
Well, like you said, we're in a zone.
Yeah.
But they don't. Do they take into effect the, or do they take into consideration the lake effect that makes it go around us?
You know, they probably don't. No. That's probably something they should study a little bit more, because there is a, it is a real thing.
We have asked that several times. Here being in Southwest Missouri, we're kind of insulated from some of those things because of the lake.
Yeah.
But we tend to get looped in still with that band, regardless of the lake.
When you mentioned the windows, what exactly did you mean when they look at your windows?
They look at the number of windows in a building. So, and sometimes they even look at where they're facing. So if you have a lot of westward-facing windows, that's typically what we get is a hail coming from the west. So if the air conditioning units are on the top and the coils are facing the west and the windows are facing the west, that's another thing they consider when they look at the risk. Those are going to be the first things damaged. And the construction of the roof, whether you have asphalt shingles, whether you have a rubber roof, a membrane, you know, rubber membrane roof or metal, they look at all those things when they calculate the risk.
So to your point, it's that educated guess. How many years has it been since we've had one of those kinds of instances? And are we more protected because we've got flat roofs or concrete or those kinds of things? So weigh those options as well.
Yeah, I don't see us doing a
the buy down,
unless there's something I'm missing. I don't know if that's.
I didn't think it was a tremendously great bargain myself, but where it would be, I mean, if there were a catastrophic storm that came through and damaged multiple buildings, that and the bigger buildings, I mean, if it came right through downtown here, that's going to be your biggest.
I'd say we'd have other things to worry about than that. And with our reserves, we can afford to
pay deductibles.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all we have. Ashley, do you have anything else?
Oh,
yeah.
Do we need to go into exec to discuss anything specific?
So that would be up to you all if you wanted to go over the what's on the law status specifically. So
we have a copy for you if you just want to review those yourself, or we can discuss them.
I'm fine with doing it that way. Or go ahead.
I can't see you need to go into exec.
Yeah. The only reason I was going to say is we're scheduled to go in next. Okay. So if we wanted, we could.
But I can't see if there's any need. Can you?
Not if they have the report for us.
Yeah, we have.
We can just hand those to you instead of verbally going through this.
That's my opinion.
And then we'll also have the protection of your sovereign immunity rider that needs to be voted on and approved. And that's something you can do at any meeting between now and January 1st.
Okay, I was about to ask, when does this need to be accepted?
We get it to you early so Don could get everything done, the budgeting and that type of thing. So it's anytime between now and the end of the year.
Because page 19.
19 is your cyber liability.
So down there, it says higher limits until multi-factor authentication.
Yeah, so
screening.
We had talked about getting an actual cyber policy. Typically those are about $1 million is where those start at for coverage-wise. We did approach Travelers to see if we could buy this up from the 50,000, 100,000 that is on there currently. They've advised that no, because of the security measures that are in place currently, they are not able to increase those limits until those pieces are in place. Those $50,000, $100,000 limits are typically fairly introductory and kind of a throw-in on most policies, candidly. It just gives you a little something. We never see losses that low with regard to cyber. They're always significantly higher. So,
I could be wrong, but I think going back, we don't have a lot of our stuff online.
That was my recollection as well. You guys felt fairly secure with the system that had been set up currently and felt fairly insulated.
Right, we don't have our water systems online. We don't have sewer systems online. We don't have. They can't hack into our, because we don't have anything to hack into.
Okay. Typically, what you're,
accounts payable.
That's all separate from.
Well, not accounts payable. Payroll.
Payroll.
It's a dangerous thing.
If they get into someone's email account and they can get into your payroll account, so your, which usually from there they can get into the medical history or applications or anything like that.
But again, none of that's online.
Okay, that's good.
None of
that's
and we've cautioned those departments about emailing certain things out.
Yeah, good.
Does that answer your question?
We do have an updated property book. This is what we're having.
Okay.
So this one is, I think we gave you one the last time. It was based on our updates at that point. This one's based on
the new updates.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're having to do this about every 6 months now because it's continuing to, the cost is continuing to just go up.
So. Sure. Anything further? Ma'am?
No.
Sir? Anything from you all?
Thank you. No.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Great week.
Thank you. Hey,
Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome.
Jeff. Just curious, and Don may have this. Do you have a breakdown of what the insurance is on the pension building?
Yes.
Or can I find that out? Can you just email it to me? Yeah, that's separate and I'm on the board and we've got some questions. Thank you.
That's our last order of business we have down here this morning. I have 10:07 a.m. We will be in recess. We are scheduled for an executive session upstairs at the Tannehill County Commission Conference Room.